Exciting stuff today. I'm joined today by Andrew from Rogue Wrenching, an awesome YouTube channel that's dedicated to DIY stuff and saving money. And Andrew is a avid auto technician, and he talks about some great stuff on there and some flips that he does there. So without further ado, we'll get into that with our guest, Andrew from Rogue Wrenching. I watched some of your videos. I see you got some big trucks, one with a stolen bed on it.
Yeah, that was an exciting twist when I got that phone call. Didn't
Yeah,
expect that at all.
that was so, but there's no recourse there, right? It's your.
No, the deal with that is that it's a custom built bed. The guy that it was stolen from is the guy who built it. So he built the bed, I don't know, 12 years ago, used it for a number of years. And the story that I got was the truck that it was sitting on had an engine, some kind of an engine problem. And so they put a new engine in it and they used it for a single day. And then that night it got stolen. They think it was one of their own guys or one of the guys at the shop tipped somebody off. This truck had a new engine, but because it's a custom built bed, there's no serial number anywhere on it. So he was able to identify it by knowing that he built it. And then there was a repair that they had done that they were able to identify. And he was like, I fixed that door, 10 years ago. And that's the one.
Man.
But it's welded to a truck that I have a clean and clear title to. So there's not really anything to do. And he was talking about buying it at one point, but that never ended up happening.
Man, yeah, I've been in a very different but very similar situation where I know exactly who robbed me, but there's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
That's it was it didn't involve the car business though. So you are a auto technician. That's what you do, during the day.
Yeah, so I'm an automotive technician, but I'm a diesel specialist. So I specialize in like these bigger diesel, well, I like in my head they're bigger diesels, but then I work with guys that work on semis, and like I don't really work on semi trucks. I work on like pickup trucks is my area of expertise. So I've been doing that for about 8 years now, and but like I've been flipping cars since I was 14. I mean, like I got my first car for like $200, and then I traded that one for one, and then traded that, and sold. Like I mean, I've been playing with cars, since I was a little kid, and really got kind of serious about it shortly after I was married, so about 6.5 years ago. And it was just like we weren't making jack for money and we needed some extra money. And it was like this deal popped up on a Jeep, and I was like, I know that thing is worth more than what he's asking for it. And I had a truck and trailer that I already owned, and I was like, I can go get it and I have some cash in my hand. And I went and I bought it, and we flipped it. We made a few $100, and it wasn't much. And we kind of did that. We started doing that almost regularly. We did one every 3 or 4 months. We were doing a flip. And but like the cool thing, because I work on car, so like I specialize in the trucks, but I'm bumper to bumper on basically all makes, all models. I try to steer clear of Euros, but because I can do just about anything. Like I found a car, it was a Kia Spectra, which is not, it was like an 03 or 04, like not a particularly high value car, but it was free, and I was like, I can make money at free. And it had a title, and I went and we picked it up, and I think I spent $400 or $500 on a used engine and did a little bit of work to the engine and put it all together and sold it. And we made money. So I've been playing with flips for a while, and just kind of recently the truck that you saw on my channel, which is the black truck, it's an F450. So what I'm working towards, to kind of like answer your question, not waste all of our time here, I bought a 2006 F350, and my plan was to start a like a mobile service operation, because I enjoy flipping cars, but I don't really want to do it like full time. It's always been kind of like a side thing for me, and I can make good money because I can do the work. And so I bought this service truck, and the plan was to build that and then and start my own company doing that, doing my own work for people, right? And then I have a problem with browsing classified listings, so I'm always looking for good deals. And I mean, I've some of the strangest things that I've flipped. Like I flipped a pair of Can-Am side-by-side seats a couple months ago, because I had a pair that I'd bought for a Sandrail, and it sold really quick for a lot of money. And I saw a pair pop up a couple streets down from me, and I was like, I can do that. Anyway, so I was planning on building this F350 service truck. It's got the service bed on it. It's four-wheel drive. It's got all the things that I want. And this other truck popped up on Facebook Marketplace. It was a 2006 F450, also four-wheel drive, but a crew cab with this custom welder body on it. And I was like, that that's a moneymaker, because he wanted $5,000 for it. And these trucks go for, in good running condition, that truck is worth $12,000 to $15,000.
Sure. Yeah.
So $5,000, even if I got to do some work to it, that's a pretty good profit margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and I bought it and I got it back to the shop and I was looking at it and I realized that, man, this truck has power windows. This truck has leather seats. This is like, this is what I want in my truck.
Right.
So now we're in the middle of like, and it actually ends up needing an engine. So I've got to like swap the welder body off of that one, put the service body on that one, put the welder body on the truck. And then like, I'm flipping a truck, but it's like, I'm playing musical truck parts.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I have kind of stumbled upon with where I work, because I work for a company that is, we share like office space with a towing company.
Mm-hmm.
And the towing company impounds cars for the state police and the local sheriff's office and all that, right? They don't do private party impounds. They do like police impounds.
Right.
And I have bought a couple of cars. I bought a stolen recovery quad, and then I bought two cars from them that were like, they impounded it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever came and picked it up. And then they sell it for fairly inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got one in my garage right now that I'm trying to sell that was just the most giant pain. And I want to add it to your list of cars not to flip.
What is it?
Oh my goodness. It's like that one car alone is almost like I'm not enough that I'm out of the flipping business, but it's rough. So I stumbled upon an auction. I figured out, hey, I can go buy cars at an auction or trucks at an auction, the heavy equipment auction. They sell a bunch of cars and trucks as well.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of on accident, because I was working. I had like my earbud in my ear and I was listening to like the live auction.
Mm-hmm.
I had been on a couple of timed lots that didn't go anywhere. And same kind of deal like you were talking about with insurance auto auction, where you can put in like, I'm willing to pay up to this amount and it'll auto bid to that amount.
Right.
The lot came up that I had put in an auto bid at, and I was like, there's no way it's going to sell for this cheap because this is a stupid good price.
Mm-hmm.
The lot came up, I was listening, and the lot sold. I didn't realize it was the lot that I had put the bid on. Mm-hmm. And then because there were like six trucks similar to this, it was like, if anybody wants to get one at this price, you can grab one.
Right.
And I was like, sweet, that's a great price. I can't buy an engine for this truck, but I just bought a whole truck for it.
Sure.
And then I get the email that's like, hey, you just won two lots. And I was like,
ah,
two? So I bought two trucks at an auction. I got to figure out I haven't gotten them back yet or anything, but those videos will be coming to my channel in the next couple of weeks. But I bought some trucks in auction, but kind of, I had like a couple things that I wanted to like touch on and kind of share with you and share with the listeners, because I mean, the whole point of the Flipping Genius podcast is to help other people make more money, right? Like we're here. We want to educate, we want to help people.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I talk a lot. So if I'd like butt in here, if I'm talking too much, but some of the things that I've learned, mm-hmm. is like going to places where other people aren't to find deals.
Right.
Is how you get, you know, the best deals. So exactly. If that's, you know, an auction, or if you can, you know, become friends with your local tow company that does impounds. And most of the cars that tow company impounds are garbage, like smashed up, or, you know, they're totaled in some way, or they're really old and really high mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Not many of them are worth really any money. But they get maybe a car every 3 or 4 months that's actually worth something.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of that business doesn't like dealing with retail customers, which I understand. He does it for a living, right, with towing people.
Right.
So, like, I bought a really good car to flip. If anybody's listening to this and is like, what's a good one to flip? Acura Integra, 1991 or 2, they changed the body style.
Okay.
So like I daily drive a 94 and it looks almost the same up through like 2001. Uh-huh. And there is a almost like cult following for those cars.
Oh yeah.
And if you can find one for cheap, there's almost always money to be made there. So I bought this one from the towing impound, and it ended up having like a blown head gasket, and did a timing belt, did a head gasket on it.
Mm-hmm.
I did like a lot of stuff to it, put a couple tires on it. Like I went way more into it than I was planning on going.
Mm-hmm.
But the result was I had a car that I was really like confident in selling. It wasn't like, I got to get this thing sold right away. It's like, this car's worth a good chunk of money.
That just helps and so much when you believe in it. You know, I mean,
when you're
not afraid that as soon as they leave, you're going to get this phone call.
Right. So exactly.
That helps.
So I'm not a dealer. I'm a private party. I don't, I'm not exactly sure what the law, I'm familiar with the law in Washington. because that's where I kind of started my, when I was a kid, I grew up there, up in Washington State. And so I'm familiar with the rules there as far as you're not supposed to buy and sell cars for a profit without a dealer's license. And obviously there's a bunch of different people that listen to this from different cities and states and countries even. So I'm not a lawyer. Don't take what I'm saying as legal advice. But what I've done is what I've shifted from doing it, I used to have this big bill of sale that I'd make everybody sign that said, this car is sold as is, where is, with no warranty given, offered, or implied.
Right.
And they sign that. And I take a picture of the driver's license on it. So there's no question that they were the ones who signed it. And I'll circle back to this. I actually ended up going to court over that a couple years back. But now what I do is my name, like my full name, is not associated with it at all. So if I buy it from the tow company and they give me a title, I just hand that title to the new buyer. So I'm not registering cars in my name and then selling them. I'm being careful to not be associated with it. But yeah, nobody wants that phone call. And that was something that actually.
That's the thing. The thing with me, and I've done both. I mean, I've been a licensed dealer for 13 years or something in Alabama, and every state is different. But before that, I've flipped something pretty much all my life.
Yeah.
Cars is something I started when I was probably around 17, but the one thing I've always had is a conscience, so I just feel bad. Now there's some cars that, you know, we've had this talk. I've had this exact talk. The deal is, when this thing hits, these tires hit that street, it's yours. Do not call me. And in fact, if you can't get it started, I can push it in the street because my lot is slightly above hill, and I will. I've got your money. You've got this car. There's no take backs because I've told you everything you know. So there's a few deals like that, but most of them, I would feel bad if they called me a half hour, even though they bought something super cheap and everything. So yeah, it is the as is, where is all legal and stuff, but sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's what kind of, when I was like first starting with this, it was like I had $300 to my name. I got to buy a car for less than $300. I got to fix it within that $300 budget, and I got to flip it. I don't want to say this in anybody take it as me being arrogant. But the kind of people that are looking to buy the repaired car that's less than $1,000 is not the kind of people you really want to like build your customer base on. And it's not that many years ago that I was making $14 an hour, one income, wife was pregnant. Like, I mean, we had $7 to our name, like across every account and cash. Like, can I put fuel in my car to drive to work? Like, I've been there. I understand how it works. I'm not disparaging anybody that's in that position. But as far as like a regular business, the profit margins are bigger when you can sell for a little more money.
Yeah, you've got to get out of the $1,000 thing, you know. And
yeah,
every now and then, I mean, I'll find a car for, I know of one right now that I could buy for probably $600, $500. I don't want it because it's going to need a little work, but I'm waiting for that guy that calls me and says, I need something. I got $800. And I don't want to sell it to him. I'm just going to tell him, here's my friend.
Let me put you in touch with this guy.
Just go call him. The car runs. It'll get you back and forth to work and church and school and stuff like that. Don't drive more than 5 miles at a time and you'll be good.
Yeah.
It's not the business that you want to be in. Hey, before we go any further, I want to remind people they can find Andrew and Rogue Wrenching. Just search Rogue Wrenching on YouTube. He's got a great channel that's really growing. He's got all kinds of cool information on there about DIY stuff. I think you talk about saving some money and fixing vehicles.
Yeah, a lot of DIY stuff. A lot. I'm getting more into like automotive repair work. So like it's not the core of my channel, but I do a lot of repair work. So there's like videos on like doing brakes and stuff like that. And that's something that you guys can do brakes are really easy to do. Just for anybody that's, even if you're not mechanically inclined, it's a pretty straightforward process. And just like, if you've got a car that needs brakes, or when you break the steering wheel shakes and you got to put rotors on it, it's not quite in the $50 or less category of things you can do to make the car worth more money. But I mean, you get parts online, you can get cheap parts. You can do this for maybe $100. You know, there's a lot of stuff like that on the channel. So if anybody that's listening or watching this is interested in that sort of thing, definitely check out the channel. And I'll probably maybe get a link to you that we can put in the show notes.
Yeah, I definitely will. And I think that's exciting. I'm thrilled to have you on here to share. And Andrew's definitely an up and comer on the YouTube side, which is pretty exciting. It's cool that anything you want to know about, you can find out about. I swear, my wife and I are investigating another business, and it was her idea, and I didn't know anything about it, and I said, let me check it out. And sure enough, I found a podcast where the lady's got over 180 episodes talking about this business I'd never heard of before yesterday, it's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate what you do. I know people appreciate what I do. It's just is pretty cool. Someday we both might make like $50 off of it, and that'll be really cool.
Right? Yeah, it's the thing. It's like we're getting there. I started doing some Amazon affiliate marketing stuff, and I think I've actually like my total over the last like year and a half of doing that, I made almost $200 doing that, which is like, hey, it's money, right? Like I'm not complaining, but it's also like if I can flip one car and make $1,000,
yeah,
that's so much less work.
Yeah, it's and car flipping is kind of fascinating still to me after all this time. The thing I love about it is that you sitting over there have so many more skills than I do. Now my wife is always saying, but Randy, you have these skills other people don't have, and I gradually recognize that I know how to market.
Everybody's has different set of skills. It's just mine happened to be in the fixing stuff category.
And that's the amazing thing, because a good video that people would be entertained by would be me trying to do the easy break job that you just talked about. It would be like slapstick comedy. It's just amazing how I can break things. And I've got a great break story, but we don't have time for it. That about a deal I did when I was 16 years old. But I'll have to tell that story some other time because it is pretty hilarious. But it doesn't matter that I'm an idiot. I can still make money because I know Dennis and Gary, and they.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
For me, and what I like to do is I like this because I only buy things that like I understand and I know about, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that knowledge, mm-hmm. as long as you have someone that you trust that you can work with, mm-hmm. that can provide that, you can still do it and make money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a good relationship with a repair facility that you trust,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to make money? If you take this car to a repair shop and they go, I mean, you know, it's going to be $3,000, and you're going, dude, the car repaired is worth $3,000. I can't, you know what I mean? You got to be able to prioritize and deal with a shop that has integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunately hard to find these days. There's so many shops out there, but not a lot of them have that key piece of integrity.
Yeah. When you find them, you know, be loyal to them. You know, I am to these guys, and they saved me a ton, and they've sold, I don't know how many cars for me, because I'll just say, because I can tell people aren't trusting me. They're not believing me. They may think that I seem pretty honest, but that really scares them. And I'll just tell them, call these guys, and they will call down there and they'll hear verbatim what I said. They'll invite them down to look at their file on it, you know, and they'll say, if you're going to buy a car and you seem like you're going to buy a used car, there's only one guy I would buy it from, and that's Randy. They'll turn around and come back and buy from me. And I know those guys are the ones that seal the deal over and over again. It's been pretty great. Now
just quick tangent. I just wanted to go from, I know we've got a limited amount of time here, but I just wanted to kind of touch on that real quick, because that was something I fix cars with me. So I'm working, but I usually have something in my ear and what I'm listening to. And I've listened to my music playlist 100 times and I get tired. So I listen to podcasts, just something different in my ear to try and educate myself or grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something, and I found your podcast and you mentioned being a dealer, and I was like, because I'm of the opinion, generally speaking, that all used car dealers are the same. I forget which episode I was listening to of yours, where you were talking about like wanting to be able to like not be worried about bumping into the person you sold the car to at a grocery store. You know, and that level of integrity, and I was like, this guy's different. Like, there's a lot of used car dealers out there, right? Mm-hmm. And that was something that I found that you specifically had, was that level of integrity to know that like this guy isn't like trying to pull a hood over anybody's eyes. Obviously, you have a business, you have a vested interest in a reputation, but not a lot of dealers look at it the way you do, you know, as far as like, you know, I'm selling people in my, you know, community. I don't want them to come back to me whether or not they have legal grounds to. So I just want to like say that real quick, because that's a really important
piece. And I don't know how many times I've had this conversation where I point in one direction and I go, that's where I go to the grocery store. That's right. I can walk there, especially me, because I walk 5 or 6 miles a day. My house is a half mile down that way, you know, and I'm standing right here, and I've been here for a long time. And I tell them that thing. I don't want to have to worry about seeing who's on the next aisle at the grocery store. And exactly. And I've been saying that for a long time. I'm old, man. And I've been doing a lot of different businesses. I can't say I've always been. I mean, there's been a couple of times where I've gotten in some skirmishes over the years. I don't think ever in the car business, because I didn't get into it until I was mature enough to know these things. You know, I was young and stupid and did some pretty stupid things when I was younger.
I've got some stories if we want to do a follow-up episode on some of the wildest flipping stories that we've got. But
we've talked about making money, and you've got a really good shot at making money because you know how to recover from foolish decisions. You're able to, but
so far, yeah, I haven't lost money on a flip so far.
You haven't. You've never lost money.
I haven't. The closest I came was I bought a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy boats. A boat is a hole of water you pour money into. Just get that out of the way. I bought a boat and I wasn't planning on flipping it originally, but then I had bought it and I was putting money into it. And then my family decided that we were moving from Oregon to Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not taking this boat with me. We got to sell it.
Mm.
And I made $20.
Oh, okay.
$20 on that deal. But I was like, it's in the black.
You didn't lose. Yeah. Yeah. I seem to lose money on about two deals a year. I don't want to define it, but as I look back at my records, it's almost every year there's two deals a year, but I spend so little money on them. I mean,
that's the thing, is like, we talk about losing money. It's like, are we losing 10 grand or are we losing $500?
I lose very little. And probably $500 would probably be my average loss on a loss. Maybe not even that much. But you're buying a little bit better stuff if you're dealing with these diesel trucks. How do you keep from, is it something you worry about, or how do you keep from losing money?
So there's always a fear in the back of my head, right? Like there's always the possibility that I could need whatever. But kind of the way I approach it is I know that I can do everything on these trucks. Like there's not a single thing on this truck that I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so like what I was told like years and years ago by my neighbor, which I have zero respect for the guy. He was just a scumbag of a human being, but he flipped cars and he said something to me that really stuck. And he said, you make money on the purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spend your way into a profit with a car, right? You get a car that's just an absolute wreck. It's like, you can put money into it endlessly. You're never going to get that money back out.
Mm-hmm.
So being careful with what I buy is the first thing. And so like in my head, I approach it as because a lot of stuff I buy is like lousy pictures or needs to be towed or doesn't run or needs a battery or like some minor stuff, mm-hmm. or is like at this tow yard, it's not out for sale in the open market. Mm-hmm. And so the way that I kind of approach it is like, I look at the purchase price and I don't really have a hard and fast rule for how much I'll spend on a flip,
mm-hmm.
but I know the market where I'm at and I know what these trucks go for. Mm-hmm. So it's like in the, or not even just trucks, but like, I know what cars are going for. I know that like in this area, you can't find a runs good, drives good, cold AC, you know, and the interior's clean car for less than about $3,000 generally.
Right.
So I've got a Mazda sitting in my garage right now that I just finished cleaning up, and I had to do, at first it was just put a window in it and clean it was all it needed. Mm-hmm. I ended up doing an oil change and some basic service work to it. And then the blower motor for the AC went out,
mm-hmm.
or it would work if you smacked it, but then you turn the car off and then it's like, I promise the AC is cold, but it doesn't blow.
Right.
So that didn't work. And that was just an absolute nightmare of a job. I think the video on that is either up on my channel now or going up tomorrow.
Okay.
But as far as like how I try not to lose money is I always approach it with, if I put this thing on the market today, could I sell it for what I'm into it?
Mm-hmm.
So the two trucks I bought at auction, I paid I mean, the auction says I paid $1,000 each. By the time I pay tax and auction fees, and they're apparently they charge me a title fee, which was I didn't know about. But yeah, I'm into these trucks for like a little over $1,300 a whack.
Uh-huh.
And both of these trucks, I could move these trucks, like just bring them home, take pictures of them, and list them. Minimum $2,000, and they'd be gone in hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like even if one of them needs an engine or both of them need it or has a transmission problem, I can still just the truck for what it is. You can't buy the thing for less than about $3,000 anywhere. So like if I listed at $2,000, they'll go fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I look at is if I'm looking at a car, it's like if something happens in like let's say something happens in my personal life and I need to get my money back out because I got to pay for a roof leak or my own car goes down or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like what could I dump this car for and move it quickly and just get out of it? And how much could I get out of it for? And if I'm looking at it and going, I don't know if I can get out what I paid for it, I'm not doing the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the big thing is like, that's what I was, because in my head, losing money is if I spend more money on it than I sell it for, I don't really put my time into that
right
metric.
That's right.
Like if I spend 10 hours on it and I make $0, I'm like, we broke even, right? Like, exactly. It sucks that we wasted 10 hours, but we didn't lose money. So, yeah, if I look at it and I'm in, like, and you get this itch in the back of your head when you do this for a while, where you look at something and you go, something smells fishy about this, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to make sure I listened to your episode on cars not to buy. So I caught that this morning. Uh-huh. I don't know if that was the last, I don't know when this one is going up, but you had talked about like the Cadillacs that like, if you drain the washer fluid, like the low washer fluid thing comes up.
Right.
And so you see that and you're going, I don't know about this one. So like, it's little cues like that, that you pick up on after you've been doing this for a while.
Oh yeah.
And
hopefully you do.
You know, yeah. Well, you either do or you stop making money doing this. Right.
Exactly.
But that sort of thing is really, really a big thing. And then kind of trusting your gut, which is, yeah. I know that's hard, like advice for someone listening. They're like, I'm here to learn. Like, what do you mean trust my gut? But like, if you go to a deal, right, and it's in maybe a bad part of town, mm-hmm. and maybe there's something funny about the title and or the license plates is not just like been taken off, but like was ripped off, like little things like that. That are like, you know, the window's broken out of it or the ignition switch is busted. Like, you start asking, like, what else is wrong with this car?
Yeah, don't be afraid to walk away. I think that's when you're new, you're going to get excited by it and say, oh,
you get tunnel vision so fast.
I mean, it just because you're making money or it looks like a great deal doesn't mean it's not a good deal. I mean, but if you get these feelings like what you're talking about, you need to say, no, this is not for me and turn around and walk away. And don't worry about it. You'll find another deal down the road. They're out there, and it's sometimes it seems like more so than others. It's been difficult to buy cars in here in North Alabama, where we have tremendous population growth and incredible incomes. The Huntsville, Alabama area is an incredibly lucrative market right now for the car guys, because everybody's getting out of our pocket and everybody wants to do what we do, but there's still deals out there, and it's still a fun thing to do. I enjoy it, and I really enjoy hearing you talk about it with the enthusiasm you have, and it's exciting.
I'm young. I haven't been burned nearly as badly probably as you have.
I had a lot of football injuries, so I can't remember a lot of stuff. So I forget most of the bad stuff. It's kind of a crazy collective memory that I have. my wife thinks I'm a little nutty because I tend to forgive everybody, and I don't know what it is, but that's it's a good way to be. I think.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Now you mentioned, and we are kind of running out of time because I know you got
to see that clock going. Shooting.
Do you talk about some personal finance stuff too? Is that something else? Are you a Dave Ramsey guy?
I'm very much Dave Ramsey-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
I do not subscribe to a lot of the things that he says, but like policy wise, as far as like not not going into debt for anything. So the only debt that I have is my house. Mm-hmm. I don't borrow. Well, hang on. All right. Moment of truth. The black truck that I bought, uh-huh. I was looking at that deal and I was looking at my bank account and I said, I have the money to do this because mm-hmm. I had already bought the Integra at the time. So I had a flip car that was cooking that I knew was going to be probably a profit margin of about $2,000 in like profit that was mm-hmm. just, that was kind of in the fire cooking.
Right.
And this truck came up and I was looking at it and I went, I have the cash to do this, but if I buy this truck, I spend every penny I have.
Right.
Like would spend me down to zero and I'm not comfortable with that. And so I ended up, I actually took a hard money loan from a guy that I know that does that sort of stuff. And I paid an obscene interest rate to borrow that. I paid 20% interest with a 60-day term.
Ooh, man.
Which is like, it's like, don't do that unless you're like, just don't do that. It's not good. But I do a lot of personal, I talk about personal finance stuff. It's just that those videos don't seem to ever really get any traction on my channel. So I've kind of shied away from doing that.
Yeah, I want to mention it anyway, though, because it looks like you're frozen on my thing. Because if you guys are listening to this, and you obviously are, and you're going to go watch Andrew and hear him talk about his big trucks and see how you build a gate so you can get an RV in there and stuff, and all the other good things he's talking about, make sure you listen to the stuff about not being an idiot with your money, because that is huge. It's so huge.
Yeah.
And I know it's made a huge impact in my life to live debt free. Conversations that my wife and I get to have these days that are so fun and free about, you know, just going to the beach when we want to go, doing what we want to do, not really worrying about what we do. And knowing that we can put a deal together like that. And the money is, you know, anyway, I'm not rich, but I'm not worried. And I love
that's the thing is you can flip cars. You can get into this business. You can do this work without going into debt. You do not go into debt, and it's much easier to, I don't want to say stomach a loss, but like if you lose a few hundred bucks, but it's not borrowed money, it's much less of an impact on the big picture financial thing. So like, I think that's kind of I see our clocks running out, so I'm going to try to be quick here, but the big like takeaway is you don't have to borrow money to do this. I did. Don't follow my example. Like, listen, do as I say, not as I do. I generally speaking am good with money though. So like that,
don't
with that one exception,
Vito, man, that dude will break your legs.
Yeah.
20%.
Yeah, it was a rough deal, but he's paid back and we're good on that front. But you can do this without borrowing money. There's money to be made, but be careful when you're looking at a car deal. Don't make up your mind before you get there, because if you do that, good chance you're either going to either lose money or not make nearly as much money. So walk into these deals with an open mind.
That's great advice. It really is. I think we better wrap it up so you're able to do your stuff that you got to do. Andrew still works a little bit during the day for the man.
And I only work 10 hours a day. It's fine.
Well, it's 24. That's going to leave you a solid 14 hours a day to flip. So
right? Exactly.
That's pretty cool. I really appreciate you spending the time. I'm looking forward to seeing more of your videos. And everybody, make sure you subscribe to Andrew's channel. He's trying to get to what you want to get, like 400,000 people. That would be.
The next target is 10,000, and then beyond that, 100,000. But at this point, I make content to help people, right? I help you do DIY stuff around your house. I help you fix your car. I'm here to help. I reply to every comment on every single one of my videos. I'm here to help people, right? I try to produce real content that helps. So if you guys want some help, then definitely go over and check out my channel.
Man, that's awesome, man. And what a cool thing that we can do that. You can be in Arizona and I can be in Alabama. As close as they are alphabetically, we're pretty far apart and we can boom, we're talking. I'm always fascinated by all this stuff still. It's pretty cool. So thanks so much for joining me. And we'll post this up probably pretty soon. So you'll be able to see your smiling face. And
it'll be my exciting little glowing cactus here. If you guys are listening and not watching, pause this, go to YouTube, check out my glowing cactus.
Very, very nice. Yes. And Andrew's also a member of the car flipping forum on if you aren't a member already, just go to Facebook groups and search Flipping Genius.
Flipping Genius.
There. And
first one that pops up.
Yeah, it's right there, and it's an awesome place where we can share information. And if you got questions, send them on there too, as well as on the YouTube channel. So thanks very much, and we will hope to talk to you soon.
If this one does well, we'll do this again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll do it. I'll edit it out and say some brilliant stuff at the end, and have a little
Course.
intro in the front. And man,
Yeah.
we're gonna really be famous now.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do. I enjoy this. It's fun to get on and talk with somebody else about that does this, that is interested in this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
So,
it is.
you know, for sure we'll keep this, and at some
Hey, that was a lot of fun having Andrew from Rogue Wrenching, your favorite YouTube channel, come and join us on Flipping Genius. And like Andrew said, the number one goal of Flipping Genius is to help our listeners make more money and our viewers. And in order to do that, we just invite you to participate with us on the car flipping forum. Come back often and watch Flipping Genius, listen to Flipping Genius, share Flipping Genius with your friends. And I invite you to become a flipping team member, a flipping partner, or a flipping champion. And all those ways we can help you build your business and help you make more money. Really, truly believe the more we're involved with you, the more money you're going to make. That's what we're here for. Hey, thanks again. Share us. See you next time. Let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's all become flipping geniuses.